Hello, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on. We're in week 11, believe it or not, of our series we've been calling Alive. We're working our way through the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. And this past Sunday, we got into the latter half of Ephesians 5 and got into this passage that I think many, if you're a believer and you've been a believer for any length of time, you've run across this passage. I think if you're new to the faith, it can be, even if you're not new to the faith, I think it can be challenging in many ways. It's a passage that, you know, I'll read some of it to you here. It says in verse 21 of chapter 5, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So Paul starts off by talking about how in our relationships to one another, we are to take an attitude of humility, because that's the attitude that Christ has, right? That's the attitude that Christ took on when he left heaven and became a baby, took on flesh and subjected himself to the Father's will, right? That he submitted to the Father's will for our sake, that he might save us. And Paul says, man, that's the attitude we should have toward one another. But then he talks specifically about husbands and wives, and within the covenant of marriage, you know, men and women are equally made in the image of God, and yet there are differing roles for a man and a woman inside of the covenant of marriage. And what he talks about is he calls on the wife. Paul says the Lord has called wives to submit to their husbands, their leadership. And then he tells husbands, you're called to love your wife as Christ loved the church, to give yourself up for her. And I think what can happen sometimes is, especially in our modern day culture, I mean, that word submit is just such a buzzword. And so we hear that and think, well, man, you know, the wife got the tough end of the deal here. You know, men are just called to love their wives. Great, check, done. And I really think that's a misunderstanding. I think that when we understand what submission looks like in the Lord, right, to a husband's leadership, I think it's still challenging and it requires the Holy Spirit's activity. But I actually think, and I had asked a lady, one of our ladies who's been walking with Jesus for a long time, who's been married for almost 40 years, to write me some of her thoughts on this. And she said the same thing. She said, I actually think that husbands have the harder calling here. When you understand what it means, husbands, and I'm going to talk actually exclusively here for a little bit to husbands, as a husband, right, to our husbands out there, to our guys who are married, this idea of loving our wives. One of the things I said on Sunday is, you know, wives are called to submit, husbands are called to die. Our calling as a leader in our home is never to dominate, domineer, never to be authoritarian. This leadership role, which, you know, the whole passage, foundational to understanding the passage, is this idea of Jesus as head of the church. Marriage, our marriages are a reflection of the heavenly marriage. So Paul draws this parallel between Jesus and the church and husband and wife. The unity that a husband and wife experience is a reflection. It's an echo of the unity that we have with Christ. And the way that Jesus lovingly leads the church and the way the church submits to Jesus, he says that's the paradigm, that's the pattern for husband and wife. But husbands, I want to talk specifically to us, because I think sometimes we hear this and we hear, love your wives. We think, great, got it. I love my wife. Let's move on. And really, when we understand this call, it should make even the most selfless of us, I think, tremble in a sense, and really cause us to go to our knees to the Lord, to say, Lord, I need your help. If the calling on my life as a husband, if the role that I have in my marriage to Morgan, and right, if you're listening, you're married, your marriage to your wife, is to give myself up for her, like Jesus gave himself up for the church. I mean, when you think about what that practically means, Jesus gave up his entire life for us. He went to the cross for us. He took on the wrath of God for us. He humbled himself, left heaven, right? Left heaven, became a baby, lived a perfect life for us. He did that to save us. And so when you think about in your own life, I mean, it really, I think, means that we are putting her needs before our needs, putting her desires before our desires, asking her regularly, how are you doing? What can I do better to lead you and to serve you and to love our family and to guard our family and to protect our family and to lead our family? It means emptying ourselves for her and for our family, for the flourishing of our marriage, for the flourishing of our family, and ultimately for in obedience to Jesus, for the glory of God. and some of the things I talked about on Sunday, just practically, I said, look, you know, guys, if we spend a few hours a week on our hobbies, nothing wrong with that. Does she get a few hours a week, you know, to spend on her hobbies? Are we, in my case, right? We've got three kids. Like, am I willing to watch the three kids for her? She does that. And in our context, Morgan has chosen, you know, to stay home, and we're blessed that she's able to do that. And yet she needs time away. Am I willing to provide that? Am I willing to come home from work and not say, hey, I'm tired, but rather, hey, you're probably tired. Like, do you need time away? If we take a trip with, you know, our buddies once a year, right, have guy time, that's great. Does she have the opportunity? Does she have the resources available to her to go out and spend time with her friends and do things that are bucket fillers for her? I mean, this call to servant leadership, I think in our culture, guys, just naturally speaking, apart from Christ, I think we lean towards one of two things. We lean towards passivity, or we lean towards aggression and being domineering. And Jesus calls us to this radically different way, to lead, but through love and service, to love her like Christ loved the church, and to really give her, to model to her and to our children, if we have children, and to the world, what Christ-like, self-giving, self-sacrificing love and leadership looks like. And so both times that I've taught on this, will be the third time, I think, in the past few years that I've taught on this passage, several years ago, taught on the parallel passage in Colossians. And I think both times that I've been studying, or all the times that I've studied this, and I've really studied it in depth and prepared to teach it, I've gone home to Morgan and said, I'm sorry. Like, I need to repent of that. I have not done this well. As I am reminded of the calling that God has placed on my life as a husband, as the head of our home, I have had to go apologize and say, I don't think I've done this well. I think I have been selfish. I think I have insisted on my own way, right? Far too often, which, as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, that's not what love looks like. And so, husbands, I just want to say to us, if you're listening to this, this for both of us, husbands and wives, right? Both roles, both callings on our life within the covenant of marriage require the Holy Spirit, require the help from the Lord, because it's not natural, right? Submission is not natural. Sacrificial love is not natural. Jesus modeled both, and Jesus can empower both of us by his Spirit to do this. But I want to encourage husbands specifically to hear these words, to not gloss over them, but to really think through, Lord, am I loving my wife in a way that reflects Christ's love for me, for his bride, the church? Am I loving my bride in the way that Jesus loved his bride? And, you know, for all of us, I know all of us are going to say, man, I always have room for improvement. But maybe for some of us, there's really room also for repentance, to say, I'm really not doing that. And I need to repent of my heart attitudes. And I need to ask my wife for forgiveness, but ultimately the Lord for forgiveness, and say, God, I need your help. Because I want to model Jesus. I want to show the love of Christ in my marriage, to my wife, to my kids, and to those around me, and ultimately bring glory to you in the context of my marriage. But I need you, Jesus, to help me. So I want to pray that for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time and pray for yourself today. Father, thank you that Jesus, you modeled this for us, for both husbands and wives, for all of us. Jesus, you modeled what submission looks like. You modeled what sacrificial love looks like. You modeled what leadership looks like, what servant leadership looks like. And Jesus, by your Spirit, you can empower us to live differently. And so, God, I ask specifically for our, for myself and for our husbands, God, for the men of our church, as those who are stepping into marriage and those who are already in marriage, Lord, that you would help us to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Help us to be selfless men, selfless husbands, who model, Lord, Christ-like love, that we might, in our marriages, Father, witness to others, witness to our wives and to our children and to those around us, the amazing love of Christ, and bring you glory. And I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you take some time to pray for yourself?